Roman Catholic bishop in the Netherlands says Christians should start calling God Allah. Pretty controversial. But is this a good way to bridge a connection to Muslims around the world, or a dangerous game of appeasement? With us right now from Rome, Fox News contributor Father Jonathan Morris, and here in New York City, Imam Shamsi Ali as well. Father Morris, we're going to start with you. What do you think about this? You've got this Roman Catholic bishop saying we should call, Christians should call God Allah.
Well, I don't think he speaks for Catholics on this point, and I don't think he speaks for Christians in general. Let me put it this way. First of all, I'm very happy to be on the set here talking with Imam Ali and with you, Steve. But I think any road to unity must be based on truth. And we need to have the courage to speak the truth and not to give in to appeasement. There are differences between Islam and Christianity. And if I'm speaking in English, I am going to use the English word to speak about the supreme being.
Sure.
And that word is God.
Right.
Now, Steve, let me jump in here and just say that if I'm going to use an Arabic word and to refer to the supreme being, I'm trying to make some sort of point.
Sure.
And that point, I would assume, was that somehow I have the same understanding as God as Muslims do. And the
right.
fact is, we don't.
Imam, there are 20 million Arab Christians who already call God Allah, right?
Yes, that's true. So, I agree in certain point with the Father Morris, that each person calls God or Allah for certain meanings.
Mm-hmm.
But when Muslims call God Allah, what we mean is our Creator, and He is the Creator of the Christians and the Jewish. In fact, not only 20 million Christians in the Middle East call God Allah, but also some Jewish, even in Yemen, for instance, call
right.
God. So if you see the word Allah itself, it's come from Elah. Elah, and that is Elohim, is similar to the Hebrew.
Right.
And also, if you remember the Aramaic language of Allah,
right.
it is also, so all Semitic religions basically call Allah, God is Allah.
All right, Imam and Father, we want to continue the conversation on the other side of a break. As Fox and Friends first rolls on from for the top there, we're back with us from Rome, Fox News contributor Father Jonathan Morris, and here in New York, Imam Shamsi Ali. What we're talking about is a Roman Catholic bishop over in the Netherlands has suggested that Christians refer to God as Allah. Now, Father Morris, let me ask you this. I read a quote from somebody who says it reinforces the fact that Muslims, Christians, and Jews all worship the same God.
Well, let me put it this way, Steve. I have no reason whatsoever to think that Ali here doesn't worship the same God. I don't know if he does or not, but let's be very clear here. There's people all over the world right now, and I know Mr. Ali would agree with this, who are using the word Allah in order to refer to a supreme being who supposedly invites them or commands them to kill the innocent in his name. If we're looking for a universal word that we can all agree upon, I would suggest we do not use Allah so as not to confuse with what's going on. Maybe we could use, for example, Deus, which is Latin, or really any other thing of people who are looking to talk to the one God, but the God of peace.
Ima?
Father Morris, I think we have to be very careful in stating like that, because even all terrorists using the name of Allah in justifying their terrorism, I think it's not the reason to avoid the name of Allah, being the God of all creator. I think you're trying to impose on more than 20 million Christians, Arabs in the Middle East to avoid Allah. And in the Bible, right. you read that God says in Arabic language, وَفِي الْبَدْءِ خَلَقَ اللَّهِ. And in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth.
Excellent.
So you know, I think,
John,
I think it's something
that
not to be avoided simply because...
Using...
I think
ahead,
it's not something to be avoided simply because terrorists are using the name Allah in justifying their terrorism. I think we Muslims will take back this word in the right way.
All right, Father Morris.
Excellent, I agree. You know what I would say, Steve, real quickly, is that if we're going to speak Arabic, use the word Allah. If I'm going to speak English and I'm Christian, I'm going to use the word God. I think it's very simple.
All right. Imam Shamsi Ali, we thank you very much for joining us here in New York, and Father Jonathan Morris, live from a blustery Rome. Thank you, Father.